on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. It's been a working weekend for Senate and White House negotiators as they attempt to push past a roadblock preventing Congress from greenlighting requested funding for the wars in Israel and Ukraine. CBS News has learned a compromise on border security is the focus of these talks, with a potential deal coming as soon as tomorrow. CBS's Willie Jim Zinman has more on the high stakes.
President Biden says failing to pass funding for Ukraine would be a gift to Russian President Vladimir Putin. But he's also facing pressure from his own party over concessions on immigration. The White House has warned U.S. funding for Ukraine will run out at the end of the year. And with the House on recess until January, there's almost no chance of progress this year.
In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no change in his country's military strategy to eliminate Hamas. It comes after the Israeli military mistakenly killed three Israeli hostages who managed to free themselves of Hamas in Gaza. CBS's Christian Benavides on what comes next.
Claiming full responsibility, the IDF said the incident is under investigation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke Saturday. We will learn the lessons, we will apply the lessons, and we will not let go of the military and political effort to release the hostages.
And it's believed Hamas is still holding about 130 hostages, including eight Americans. Rain is preparing to drench both the east and west coasts in the coming days. Meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service is tracking a potential rainmaker set to move up the East Coast after battering portions of Florida.
Low pressure centered over the Eastern Gulf, west of Tampa, west of Fort Myers, Saturday evening. That is the particular system that's going to be intensifying over the next day or so as it pretty much comes right up the eastern seaboard.
And a slow-moving storm in the Pacific is set to arrive on the West Coast early in the week. Millions of Americans will be packing those umbrellas as they get ready to hit the highways and byways for Christmas. CBS's Elise Preston.
With airline tickets and gas prices lower than last year, 104 million people are expected to hit the road, and a record 7.5 million are expected to fly.
How early did you get to the airport?
3 hours early. I am kind of worried about that, and I'm coming back January 1st, so I'm stressing out about that.
Basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital after his business partner says he broke his hip falling at a concert last night. Abdul-Jabbar is 76 and was set to undergo hip surgery at some point today. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to My Computer
Career. The musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Shadow of myself. What a shame to be sober now. I found a bombshell.
catch me here. There's such a damning piece of evidence that you would not believe me if I tried. I need to get you off. I need to get me out. I can't be standing here.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music, essential last crack with a twist. That was Good Morning V and Blunderbuss, Bliss before that. I saw Good Morning V in Fort Atkinson at that, whatever that bar was in Fort Atkinson a couple years ago. Really cool band. Paul Schluter, of course, on guitars. Zach Brassington was the drummer for Good Morning V. Paul and Zach were both in studio tonight for In the Lair with Elizabeth Mary. Darren Solderholm, he was the bassist in Good Morning V. He did a European tour with Last Crack in 05 and was with the band for a short time after that. He also plays bass on the song Three Ghost off of Last Crack's latest album, The Uprising. Essential Last Crack. No show next week. It's going to actually be a replay of this show right here. But we'll have a new Essential Last Crack on December 23rd from another band from the Last Crack family tree. You got a suggestion who it might be? Let me know. And if I play your suggestion for Essential Last Crack, I'll put a prize pack together for you and get it out to you somehow. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now at jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Max and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. Coming up in the second hour of Heavy, we have that new one from Revolution X. We'll do some common threads. and a new band that I discovered last week, Still Stare. Looking forward to that. Right now it's brand new Heroes Lie. Light, camera, action. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Check who is online. Look at me one more time. Can't get enough. I am attention's best friend. Fear and terror fill my mirror. Ugliness is all I see. Life gets so high, and me and I'll share it all until I die. Drink all of the poison.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
She blows on fire. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the new one from the Vanishing Kids called Midnight Children. That new album from the Vanishing Kids, ooh, it's so good. I highly recommend grabbing it. It's up on Bandcamp. You could do that now. Makes a great stocking stuffer too. Common Threads with their latest one, She's Bussin', and the Rotten Tommies in there just for good measure. Mad Rollin' Doll. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I've got that brand new song from Revolution X. I'm going to stop teasing it. We're going to play it next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go!
Separation's your face. Gonna live my life, refuse to be.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Laura Jane Grace out of Chicago, Illinois. Hole in My Head. I debuted that song last week on Maxine Covey. I've listened to it like 100 times since then. I really like that song. I like the EP too. Check it out right now. Revolution X with their brand new one, 12 Gauge Remedy. We're going to get them on the air for an interview very soon. We're trying to get that scheduled with Revolution X. They got a New Year's Eve show down at the Back Bar they do every year with Left of Reason and a couple other people. It's pretty cool stuff. Revolution X, check them out on the socials. I'm Jimmy K. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. Once again, no show next week. We're actually going to replay this show on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new show on the 23rd. Can't wait for 2024. 2024 is going to be amazing here on Max Inc. Radio. You're going to be surprised and happy with the content and the surprises we have in store for you. Stick around, maxincradio.com for all the podcast and all the information. Before I get out of here tonight, we got new music for Fiberweed. We'll do some Cold Black River and Carbellion. Right now, a new band I discovered last week. I'm going to play it again this week. It's Still Stayer and their song Tunnel Vision. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah!
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Ready for-
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shallow, strung out and left for dead.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's live in the lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The White House is looking to clear congressional hurdles and free up access.